Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former President Barack Obama was in Boston last night. He was given the John F. Kennedy Profile in Courage Award.
I take this honor that you have bestowed on me here tonight as a reminder that even out of office, I must do all that I can to advance the spirit of service that John F. Kennedy represents.
Obama accepted the award just days after the U.S. House of Representatives took a significant step toward repealing the Affordable Care Act, the health care law that's a major part of Obama's legacy. So last night, observers wondered, as they have since Obama left office, how political would the former president get?
Our politics remains filled with division and discord. And everywhere we see the risk of falling into the refuge of tribe and clan and anger at those who don't look like us or have the same surnames or pray the way we do. And at such moments, courage is necessary.
Well, a direct call to courage. There he was receiving the Profile in Courage Award, but perhaps an oblique observation to the specifics of this political moment. So what does that tell us about the kind of former President Obama is going to be? WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was at the JFK Library last night, and he joins us now. Hi there, Anthony.
Hey, Meghna.
Okay, so first of all, tell us, why is it that President Obama was the one to receive this award?
Well, it's worth noting that Obama received this award 3 weeks before the 100th anniversary of the birth of former President John F. Kennedy. And the Kennedy family honored him for a number of his policies, including restoring diplomatic ties to Cuba, fighting climate change, and as you mentioned, for his signature legislative accomplishment, the Affordable Care Act, which is now under assault by Republicans. And it should be noted as well that there's really a special relationship with the Kennedys around this issue. Caroline Kennedy, the daughter of President John F. Kennedy, along with her uncle, former Senator Ted Kennedy, endorsed Obama in 2008. That helped propel him to the presidency. And of course, Ted Kennedy made health care reform one of the focuses of his career and worked very closely with President Obama in passing the Affordable Care Act. So for all those reasons, he was honored last night with this Courage Award.
Well, yeah, and it seems like those would be all the reasons why one might expect him to be pretty passionate in commenting about what's happening with health care now. I mean, did he say anything specific about the debate going on?
Well, he did, and this is what's interesting about last night, because I think we were all wondering in the press room, was the president going to weigh in specifically? Because this was the third event that he's that he's done since he's left the White House. But it was the first in which he really directly challenged Republicans. And when he accepted this Profile in Courage Award, the president said many of the lawmakers who voted for the Affordable Care Act back in 2009 when it passed exemplified the kind of courage for which the award is named. So here's a bit of what he said.
These freshman congressmen and women knew that they had to make a choice, that they had a chance to ensure millions and prevent untold worry and suffering and bankruptcy and even death, but that this same vote would likely cost them their new seats.
And Meghna, the former president noted that many of these legislators did lose their seats. And he said that was an example of the kind of courage that they had to stand up for something more important than their own political survival. And he challenged the current Congress, without saying Republicans, it was pretty clear that he was referring to them, to find their own courage in the current debate over repeal and replace, the repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act.
I hope that current members of Congress recall that it actually doesn't take a lot of courage to aid those who are already powerful, already comfortable, already influential, but it does require some courage to champion the vulnerable and the sick and the infirm.
So President Obama, they're willing to have some pointed words for Congress. which sounds good. But on the other hand, there's that tradition of presidents not comment, former presidents not commenting on the current occupant of the White House. Did Obama say anything about President Trump?
No, I mean, not specifically. And you know, that's interesting, too, because you wondered how far he was going to go. Mm-hmm. We know President Obama can be a pretty tough critic and campaigner. We saw it on the campaign trail. He was as tough as anybody when he came out, especially as it drew close to Election Day, going after Donald Trump. But he's respecting this tradition that there can only be one president at a time. And so his comments are a little indirect, I guess, oblique. But while he never referred to Donald Trump by name, references to the president's policies were hard to miss. And here's an example. He talked about what he called the courage of the so-called dreamers. These are immigrants who came to this country illegally when they were very young and have lived here pretty much their entire lives. Here's what he said about the dreamers.
Who suppressed their fears to keep working and striving in the only country they've ever called home. And every American who stands up for immigrants because they know that their parents or grandparents or great-grandparents were immigrants too, and they know that America is an idea that only grows stronger with each new person who adopts our common creed.
So, Magna, pretty clear reference and response there to the Trump administration's hard line on immigration. So maybe this is the start of Obama becoming a little more engaged in the national debate. The Democrats would certainly like that, but we'll see what happens.
So this leads me then to the question that we posed at the top of this conversation, Anthony, and that is, what kind of former president is Obama going to be? Is he going to fashion himself into? He talked about a little bit about that last night. What struck you?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was sort of one of the more it was a funny moment in the speech. He made a comparison to former President John F. Kennedy. He noted that Obama is 55 now, which is kind of extraordinary when you think about it, right? This guy has served president. He's two terms as president. He's 55 years old. Now, if JFK had lived to serve two terms, he would have been even younger when he left office. He would have been 51. And last night, Obama quoted President Kennedy making reference to this fact. Here's what he said.
It has been suggested, he said, that whether I serve one or two terms in the presidency, I will find myself at the end of that period at what might be called the awkward age. Too old to begin a career and too young to write my memoirs. Now, I hadn't seen this quote when I wrote my first memoir at 33. I'm now in the middle of my second. Moreover, I expect to be busy, if not with a second career, then at least a second act.
Good quote.
I'm once again feeling so entirely unaccomplished at my age, Anthony, here. But any idea what this second act might look like specifically for President Obama?
Well, as we heard there, he's writing another memoir. That's going to take up a lot of time. He's going to raise a lot of money, of course, for his presidential library. And I think there's two ways to look at it. Maybe last night was the start of a more activist former president. As we heard at the top of the segment, the president called last night's award a reminder to him that even out of office, I must do all I can to advance the spirit of service that John F. Kennedy represents. And so maybe, you know, think about Obama, who was nothing if not an accomplished political organizer. He built a movement that, of course, carried him to the White House. Many Democrats would like to see him reemerge with those kinds of political organizing skills. On the other hand, we also know that President Obama is now on the professional speech circuit and about to cash in a big way, $400,000 to speak at a Wall Street conference next September. Now, how does that square with his past criticism of Wall Street fat cats? It's pretty striking, and especially given the last election and concerns about the economic divide, inequality, and the criticism that Hillary Clinton received. But this is what former presidents do, so we'll see. Interesting to see what ends up defining him more, cashing in on his presidential celebrity or being an ex-president that exemplifies the kind of political courage that he talked about last night. I think that remains to be seen, but it sure will be interesting to watch.
Yeah, and as you're sort of getting at here, Anthony, it'll be interesting to see how that washes back on Democrats currently in office as well, if at all.
Absolutely, and I think you'd have to say that given what the Democrats went through in the last election, I'm not sure it helps to have the guy who's still the standard bearer of the Democratic Party cashing in on Wall Street. I mean, as his first paid speech, $400,000 from Wall Street, really?
Hmm. Well, that's WBR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks taking us into what President Barack Obama's speech last night, accepting the Profile and Courage Award, tells us about Obama's political future. Anthony, thank you so very much.
My pleasure, Megan, as always.
Back in a moment. I'm Megan Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.